It's Morning Edition on Boise State Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm George Prentice. The pandemic has hobbled so many aspects of our lives. Perhaps hardest hit has been education. And this morning, we're going to consider music education, something that requires human interaction. Fernando Perez joins us this morning. At Boise State, he is studying civil engineering and music. Dr. Nicole Malumbi is a professor at Boise State's Department of Music, and Carlin Coolidge is an accomplished flautist. She's performed with orchestras across the U.S. and maintains a private flute studio. Good morning to you all.
Good morning. Good morning.
Fernando, you are where you are, in particular at Boise State, and your studies in large part because of these two women.
Of course. It all started back in the sixth grade. It was when my band director, he's the one that hooked me up with a scholarship foundation, and it was called the Boise Young Fund. Carlin was the one to be paired up with me for that scholarship up until eighth grade. The scholarship foundation was, they actually ran out of money. Carlin was able to see how much I progressed, how curious I was to be able to learn the flute, because I've had many hardship going through. I think Carlin, it was just a generous woman just because she was able to provide me so much help and support. I just enjoy Carlin's company, being able to have a safe space to be able to learn the flute.
Okay, so Carlin, let me pick it up from there. Fernando secured this scholarship in the sixth grade, but it's my understanding that the Scholarship Foundation lost its money, but you continued.
Yes, I did, because he was so talented and he just could do everything. He had the talent, he had the drive to learn, he just had it all. I was just so privileged to be able to teach a student like this. It was my pleasure, believe me.
Dr. Malumbi, I'm trying to picture how you teach with so many safety protocols in place at Boise State.
Well, flute is one of the most aerosol spreading instruments in the band. And so there are quite a few protocols that we're having to do. And Fernando is a trooper right now, being his freshman year at BSU. So the students have polycarbonate shields that they're able to put on their head joints to block some of the outward blow. They also actually have full face masks with a slit that they slide their flute in and play with a mask on. It's quite restricting. I wear a mask. The students are masked. I have an additional air purifier in my office and a 4x8 foot polycarbonate blocker in between, kind of a barrier in between the student and myself in my studio so that we can all be safe. And students are only allowed 30 minute lessons. Usually we have an hour lesson, and then our rooms are aired out for an additional 30 minutes in between students so that we can make sure our spaces are safe for them to play in.
Wow. Well, Nicole, Carlin, tell me about this young man. Tell me about his talent.
Okay. He plays very musically, probably not only innate talent, but because he listens and he practiced very hard all the time. That's what his father told me. He says he just plays all the time. He would enter competitions, won the high school solo competition 4 years, I think starting in ninth grade. Yes. I asked Nicole sometime, I don't know, I kept telling her in the eighth grade, I said, you've got to hear this boy because he is so good. And then I asked her if she would also work with him, which she agreed to do.
Yeah, Fernando really is a spectacular talent. I mean, he's really come into his own prominence here in the Pacific Northwest and nationally. In Idaho alone, as Carlin mentioned, he was a standout at the state level. But it is his musicianship, his real athleticism as a flutist. I mean, he really can do so many things easily, but then he takes it beyond that with his hard work and dedication. Through his lessons with Carlin and hopefully with me, he's gonna just continue to develop into just a really really exceptional flutist who's going to have a career ahead of him.
Well, full disclosure, Fernando was going to be a guest on this program. Well, I think it was last winter we had been communicating. He had just been selected to be part of the National Youth Orchestra. He was planning to perform at none other than Carnegie Hall and go on to a two-week tour of North America. Then everything changed. But congratulations to you. It sounds as if you have amazing support and you have so much to look forward to.
It was definitely really hard to get where I was at that point. So my parents struggled financially with money. It was definitely hard for them just because they weren't able to afford my music lessons and my flute. So during this time, I knew I had to make money on my own somehow. So during this time, I actually had to buy flutes from eBay used, and they were actually not in a good shape at all, which I know my teachers were always scared of me fixing up my flutes and taking it apart. But at that time, that was the only thing I had. And I think back then, I didn't think much of it. So that's why in the future, I just really hope to inspire others to have the privilege to play music. And I think it's just important for not having a blockage in students and teaching.
He is Fernando Perez, also joining us this morning, Dr. Nicole Malumbi and Carlin Coolidge. Thank you to you all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.